I teach a switchblade fighting class. One of my students cut me. I need makeup. Sorry. Got a two-part question from Jorge Armando Oseguera. Dear Drew, how many tacos and tortas will you eat in Mexico City? 48. Second part of that question is, how will the scouting and preparation change for the week you play the Raiders in Mexico City? Scouting-wise, not going to change really at all because the scouts do their work in advance. So they'll be at Raiders games for the weeks and month before the Texans actually play. As far as preparation, the team will probably leave at a different time than they normally do since they're playing on Monday night. They might leave a day earlier. There's going to be factors as far as the elevation of Mexico City that I know the Texans have already begun getting ready for and kind of scouting out and learning about in advance. So that's the biggest thing. I think the elevation is one of the biggest changes and things that they're going to talk about. And Jorge, congratulations, man. That's a fantastic question. And you win scratch-offs. So just email right here and we'll get those tickets to you. Caleb Cussis asks, Dear Drew, what's going on with Jared Krick? I haven't heard of us talking to him or him talking to other teams. Will we re-sign him? Jared Krick, defensive end, is on the market. He's an unrestricted free agent. I'm sure the Texans have talked with him. I'm sure he's talked with other teams. Just kind of the news hasn't gotten out there. But be interesting to see where he winds up. Might be here, but I don't know for sure where he's going. Jared Lewis. Jared Lewis has this. Dear Drew, can we get new music and intros at games? The player intros is going to remain the same in 2016, but I think you're going to hear new music mixed in throughout the game from time to time. So, yes, you will get all the Wham! Tears for Fears and Crowded House that you want. Or maybe not. Jesse, what up, Drew? Merciless and Blue came to the 956 last year for a meet and greet. 956 is South Texas, Rio Grande Valley, Brownsville, all that stuff. Not complaining, but why Merciless again this year? So yeah, early April, Whitney Merciless and defensive end Christian Covington are coming back there, and they'll be in Brownsville. They'll be around that area for some different events. But you know the simple question or simple answer? He likes you guys. He loves the fans. He loves going down there. He had a great time on that trip last year. Said he wants to do it again. So that's why Whitney's coming back. Thanks for those questions. Happy Easter, and we'll see you next week.